सहनाभवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शांति शांति शांति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः। सो वी आर इन कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 14। So earlier we have seen Varaha Avatar, the first incarnation of Lord Vishnu, and now after that Sukhdev ji is saying Nisamya Kausarana Vishnu Parvanitam Hare Katha Karan Sukaratmana Punah Saprapachatasmudyatanjari Na Cha Ati Tripto Vidro Dridvata. Vidro, again ask one question, because he has taken a vow that I want to listen to Bhagavat Katha. Why? Why you should listen Bhagavad Gita? Because you will get liberation. Therefore, he has taken breath. Wow, that I must listen more and more. So whatever you have said about one avatar, I am not satisfied. Not atitripta, I am not very much satisfied. I want more. Then Vidur asked this thing. Tenaivata munisrishta harinam yagya murti nam adi daityo hirinakcho hata ityu anusutram. We have heard about the killing of Hiranyaksha by Lord, but we want to know more. Now his question is, what was the reason for killing Hiranyaksha? You tell me the background story of that also. In the Varaha Avatar, we have just seen that while he was Bhagwan was lifting the earth, at that time one daitya, adi daitya, he attacked Lord and Lord killed him. But what was the reason, what was the hetu, what was the cause for this fight? I want to know this. So Maitri Uvacha, so this is going on, the dialogue going on between Maitri and Vidur. Maitri and Vidur, this dialogue is going on. So Maitri says, Sadhu Virtuya Prishtam Avatar Katham Hare Yat Prachati Martyanam Mrityu Pasa Vishatini. You have asked a very good question, Sadhu, Prishnam, Avatar Katha. You want to know more Avatar Katha. Yat Prichasi Martyanam, by which asking, Mrityu Pahas Vishatnam, a person goes beyond the cycle of birth and death. Mrityu, he goes beyond the cycle of birth and death. If you listen to Avatar Katha, he appreciates the questions. Then he gives an example. Yayo Uttanapada Putro Muni Nam Gita Arbakaha Mrityo Krito Eva Murdhanya Agrim Aru Roho Hare Padam Dhruva Sanaputanpad. He did the tapas. Naraji told him Avatar Katha, and by that power he could place his feet on the head of the Lord Death and ascend to Vishnu Lok. So such is the powerful Avatar Katha. Then he says, Atha Atra Api Itihaso Yam Srutome Varnatam Puraha Brahmana Deva Devanam Devanam Prachitan. I also have heard something. It is coming from Parampara. Now the question was asked by Vidur to Maitri. Maitri is answering that question. And Maitri is saying, I also have heard about this. Where from? Some devatas asked Brahmaji about the same thing. So now I am telling what I have heard. So it is coming from the what he is going to quote. is a dialogue between the devatas and Brahma. Like in a legal battle, if you go to the court, if you raise one question, and if that question is decided earlier, so what the judge say? They all refer. Oh, this was decided earlier. This was decided by the highest court or the Supreme Court and all that. And so therefore, I am also agreeing or disagreeing with that. They will give the judgment. So they give the past reference. Similarly, Maitri is also giving a past reference. That same question was raised by devatas. They also wanted to know what was the reason for the fight. In the 13th chapter, we just saw that there was a fight and he was killed. That's all. Khatam. But what was the reason? Tell me the reason about that. Then he said, Diti dachayani chatmari chamkasyapam patim apatyakama chakme sandhayam hrichyardita. Diti, the daughter of Daksha Prajapati. Chatam is Vidur. Marichi means son of Marichi Rishi. Who was that son? Kasyap. And Kasyap was Pati, husband of Diti. Apatyakama. Diti comes for Apatyakama. She wants to have a child. Apatyakama chakme, longing for that. Sandhayam. She comes at the time of Sandhya, in the evening, when the sun is going to set at that time. Richyardita, with a desire for the sex. Ishtagni jivam paisa purusam yujisam patim nimlochatarka asinam agnagare samahitam. At that time, her husband, Diti's husband, Kasyap, he was in the yagyasala. He was doing the yagya. He was offering payasam in the oblation. So husband is doing the sandhyabandhan. You know the sandhyabandhan? Every morning and evening we are supposed to do. Sandhya means the joining time of darkness and light. At the time of sunrise, at the time of sunset. At both times you have to do sandhyabandhan. When you get the Gayatri mantra, you are supposed to do 10 times, 11 times and chant the mantra. In the morning time, you should face east, and in the evening time, you should face west. Because Gayatri mantra is an offering or worship of sun. So therefore, in the morning, you stand facing east sun. When you are doing sandhyabandhan in the evening, at that time, you have to face west. Diti ruvacha, esa mam tav krite vidvan kam atas sarasana dunoti dinanam vikramya rambham iva matangaja. I am attacked by this desire for sex. How? Like an elephant takes away the plantain. You know, the plantain is very soft thing. It doesn't have that strong stem. So elephant takes away that plant and the plantain, this kela gach. It's got no much strength. Similarly said, the Kamdev has attacked me. Atasana, sarasana. Kamdev has shot an arrow and I am not able to control and I am in distressed. Dunoti dinanam, and I am poor. Tad bhavan dahiyamanayam sapatni nam samriddhi prajabeti nam bhadramte maya yuktam anugraham. Therefore, bhavan, O my lord, O my husband, dahiyamanayam, I am distressed. Sapatni nam, co-wife sapatni, Kasap had other wives also. The detail is going to come. So co-patni, they have got children. They have got the smriti. Having children is the prosperity. Now seeing that others have got children, I don't have. Now she is feeling very much distressed about that. Prajapati nam bhadramte maya yuktam anugraham. So I request you that I should also have child or children. This is my prayer. Up to this we have seen in our last class. Now sloka number, verse number 11. Vartraya uptarumananam lokana visate yasa patir bhavata vidho yasam prajaya nanu jayate. Vartraya, Vartri means husband. Urumananam, of those who are beloved, Urumananam, Lokan means world,
Avishate means spreads yasa fame. Patir bhavata, pati means husband, bhavata vidho, your good self, yasam abdojhu, prajaya children, nanu surely jayate expand. While a woman becomes worthy of fame by winning esteem of her husband, she becomes all the more so when she gets an issue, a prototype of father from a worthy person like you. Now he's telling Kashyap all these things. Rishabhdev Bhagwan, who is considered as the eighth incarnation of Vishnu, he has said, one should not become mata-pita, father-mother, unless one is confident that he can beget children whom he can deliver from clutches of birth and death. Such a huge responsibility is on the parents. If you think you are fit that you can give them that knowledge to your children, which will take away from the clutches of birth and death, then only you should get children. Who is Rishabhdev Bhagwan? Eighth incarnation of Vishnu. So whatever Rishabhdev said, it is said by Lord Vishnu. Because only in the human birth you can come out of this clutches of birth and death. In no other form you can come out. So if you are not fit for that, don't do it. At some places you will find it is also said that the women are not the object of sense gratification. They are not object of gratification. You should, union of husband and wife should only be there when you want a child. Otherwise, not. So the purpose is one should take the advantage of human life. In the human life only you can come out. So unless the parents know about Adhyatma Vidya, how can you come out? Unless you know the Adhyatma Vidya, the spiritual side, what is written in our scripture, unless you know that, how can you tell them? How can you deliver them? So that is the purpose of life. Pura pita no bhagwan dakcho duhitra vatsala kam vrinita varambasa iti prachyata na prithakaha. Pura, long ago. Pita, father. Naha, our father. Diti is saying to Kashyap, our husband, our father. Uji bhagwan daksha. Our father daksha. Duhitra vatsala. Duhitra means he was affectionate to all the children. Duhitra means daughters. Vatsala means affectionate. So Daksha, he was affectionate to all his daughters. Kam Vrinita Varambasa, whom will you choose as your husband? Varam means your husband. Whom you will choose as your husband? Iti aprachyata naha prithaka. Naha means to us. He asked. Whom you will choose? Earlier, our father, Daksha Prajapati, who has fond of his daughters, asked before marriage severally, whom we wish to have as husband. It seems free selection of husband was allowed at that time, but not free association. Free selection of husband was allowed. Father asked, whom do you want to marry? Number one. But there was no free association. What is the state now? It is free association, free selection. But ultimate selection depended on the choice of father. Ultimate choice is father's choice. He will see everything and then it will be decided. Sa viditva atmajanam no bhavam santana bhavana trayo dasa dadat tasam vyaste silam anubrata. Sa viditva, sa means that our father daksha, sa viditva, after knowing or after understanding our desires, atmajanam no bhavam, no means naha, naha means our,
Bhavam means our indication. Santan Bhavana. Santan Bhavana, he was Santan means children. Bhavana means the well-wisher. He was the well-wisher of children. Trayo dasa dadat tasam. Trayo das. 3 + 10, 13. Daksha Prajapati gave 13 daughter, dadat. He gave, handed over, dadat tasam. Yaste silam anubhruta. Those who are, yaste means those who are silam anubhruta, behavior and all faithful. So he gave 13 of daughters to Kashyap, got married to Kashyap. 13 daughters got married. So knowing our inclination through other sources, since we did not reply out of bashfulness. If a father asks, daughter generally says, they will keep quiet, they will not say anything. Nowadays it is different. Otherwise earlier, so how to find out their view? So normally the grandchildren are more attached to the grandparents. So through grandparents, the father comes to know what is their ways. So he came to know about this and gave 13 of us in marriage to you. All the 13 daughters were married to Kashyap. So out of these 13, one had son, one sister had son. Therefore, she also wanted a child. Diti also wanted child because other one of his sister had son. Athame kuru kalyan kama kanja vilochana hai, artopasarpanam bhuman amogam hi mahiyasi. Athame kuru kalyanam, atham is therefore. Now I have made up her case that we all got married to you because we wanted you only as husband, number one. Number two, I want a child because my sister already has got one. So I also want a child. Atha me kuru kalyanam, therefore me to me, kuru do kalyanam benediction, kamam desire, kanjabilochanam lotus eyed. Now he is praising. Kasabhi, oh lotus eyed, kanjabilochanam. Arto uparsarpanam, distress approaching. I am distressed. Artosparpanam, because this kam is distressing me. Bhuman, oh great, amogam hi mahiyasi. Amogam is without failure. You can help me. You remember Ramji's baan where arrows were all amogha. Amogha means it will hit its target. It will hit. It will not fail. Similarly, she is saying, amogam, you can help me. Mahishi, oh great person. Therefore, oh handsome one, Kanja Vilochanam, fulfill my desire. The prayers of the people in distress addressed to men of your greatness never go in vain. You help me. So Diti knew her request may be rejected. Diti knew this thing. Her request may be rejected because of untimely situation, but she pleaded that in an emergency or distressful situation, there is no consideration of time or situation. I am affected. I am not able to handle it now. You see, don't think that her desire was her personal something. It's not her. It is the Lord's desire which is coming there. Because two rakshas are going to be born. Think Kashyap is a rishi. In that family, two rakshas will be born. So it is the wish of Lord. He wants. So for that to happen, there should be some golmaal somewhere. Otherwise, how rakshas will come? So he will be giving what is the reason why they came here. Verse 15. Iti tam viramarichah kripanam bahubhasinim pratyahanunayan vacha pravidhanam kasmalam. Iti thus tam to her vir hero maricha son of marichi means Kashyap. Kripana to poor. Because Diti was poor. was very distressed, affected by that desire. Bahubhasinim, too talkative. In many ways, he was trying to convince Kashyap. Pratyaha replied. Anunayan means pacifying, vacha, words. Pravriddha, highly agitated. Anang, the lust. Kasmalam, contaminated. Seeing her miserable condition and pleading in this way and finding her reason had been clouded by intense passion, Kashyap said to her, you see, whenever the emotions come, your intellect is always clouded. Therefore, it is always said you should have emotion, but don't become emotional. When the emotions come, if you can check your emotions for a few moments only, then that emotion goes away. Suppose anger comes. If you can check it for a few moments, you will find that anger has gone. But what people do, they get attached to the anger and they express it. Similarly, all desires are like that. Keep quiet. Humko abhi ice cream khana hai. Okay, wait. Let the class be over. By that time it will be over, you see. So Kashyap did not use harsh words, you see. He said humbly, very respectfully. He did not say any harsh word to wife. Hey, what? At this time you are telling all these things, I am doing puja and yagya, sandhya bandhana I am doing. No, he didn't say any harsh words. Or totally turn down Diti's request. He didn't even turn down also. It seems he was also inclined. Because he is husband, he has to fulfill the desire of wife, inclined. He tried to dissuade her with a pacifying word. He said, you wait for some few moments, and after that it's okay. But that is the duty of the husband. He has to do that. 16th. Ese teham vidasyami priyam viru yadichasi tasyam kamam na kah kuryat siddhi trai virgiki yata. Esa this te aham, I will do. Vidasyami, execute. Whatever you are saying, I will do. Vidasyami. Priyam, oh dear. Viru means afflicted by this desire. Yadichasi, whatever you are asking, I will do. Tasya kamam na kah kuryan, who will not fulfill this? It's a question. Kah, who will not do it? Any husband will fulfill this thing. Siddhi traibarki ki yata. Siddhi traibarki yata, because from whom we get three type of siddhi. Siddhi traivarga ki. Three type of siddhi we get through wife. What is this? I am certainly going to fulfill your desire. Who is virtuous man that will not fulfill the desire of a wife who enables him to attain three ends of life, and these three ends of our life is dharma, artha, kama. Through wife you get dharma, artha and kama. A person attains moksha with the help of wife. The fourth purusharth is moksha. So how you attain moksha? When you fulfill dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So what is dharma? Is the righteous thing. In many yajna you find the wife is required to do yajna with the husband. Wife also helps husband to earn money. It will come. He's going to explain. That it is the wife which stops a man from going here and there for all his desires. So dharma, artha, kam is fulfilled by wife. So who will not fulfill your desire? Because that will make me fit in the grihastha ashram. Dharma, artha, kam is required. Moksha is in the next ashram. So when you help me in attaining dharma, artha, kam, which ultimately will take me to the moksha, who will not fulfill the desire of a wife? Material existence is based on sense gratification. Our existence is mainly based on the sense gratification. All five sense objects, they go and contact five five sense organs of perception, they go and touch five sense objects. This is what is happening throughout in a human life. Getting good wife is good fortune. Getting good wife is a good fortune. He is helped in moksha, otherwise he will be entangled in sansar. She help us to come out of this sansar. Both should spiritually grow. Earlier we have seen, Rishabhdev has also said, that you should be, when you are fit to give spiritual knowledge to your children, then you should be get children, not otherwise. Same thing it is again here written, the union of husband and wife is for the moksha ultimately. So dharma, artha, kam and moksha. One Mahatma says that the wife is a great helper. She is the shield. She is a, like a thunderbolt for husband. Vajra. He has used the word vajra. Wife is a vajra, is a shield for a husband. Sarvashraman utpadaya swashramena kalatravan vyasanarnavamatteti jalayane ritharnavam. Sarva ashram, all social orders. Ashram? Brahmacharya, grihastha, vanprastha and sannyas. Sarva ashram. Swashramena, by own ashram, kalatravan. Kalatravan, one who has got a wife, a householder. Vyasana arnavam atyeti. Vyasana arnavam, the ocean of this material existence. Atyeti, he can cross over. How? Jalayane yatharnavam. Like in an ocean, you cross the ocean how? By boarding a ship. Then what do you? Similarly, this material existence, this sansar of material existence can be crossed with the help of wife. You see, there are two methods of reaching the moksha. One is going directly from the brahmacharya to sannyas. Second is by the route of your grihastha, vanprastha, and you come to sannyas. So grihastha ashram is meant for the spiritual growth. How you will spiritually grow? You exhaust your vasanas according to... How you exhaust your vasana? Through karma yoga. Or through other, you purify your mind by different means. And then you become fit for vanprastha and sannyas. In the first ashram, you have to study. In second ashram, grihastha ashram, you have to exhaust. Exhaust your vasanas and make the mind purified. Third ashram, you have to... Make the mind single-pointed, concentration of mind. And fourth is getting knowledge. So this way we have got a division. First ashram, brahmacharya, 25 years, you should study. What? Vedo nityam adhiyatam. Vedo nityam adhiyatam. You have to study the Vedas. Main purpose of human birth, husband, wife and children is to cross over this sansar. So how you will cross over sansar? Vedo nityam adhiyatam. You have to study. With that you have to study the other secular things also you have to study. But you cannot neglect altogether this part. You have to do that also. Then second part comes, tad uditam karma sanusthiyatam. Whatever you have studied, accordingly you do your karma in that way. Karma that way means as per shastra. As per shastra means the karma should be as in worship to Lord. Without knowing this, we acted in the world worshipping our own ego. This is the difference. If you do the karma for the happiness of the Lord, your vasanas come down. If you do the karma for your own ego, vasana goes up. Very simple. So if vasanas come down in the grihastha ashram, that means your mind is purified now. When mind is purified, then mind is available a good for your concentration of mind, for upasana. That mind you can make it single-pointed. That will happen in vanaprastha, because you have already purified your mind. You call it shastra in grihastasram. After concentration of mind, fourth is the sannyasa. You get the knowledge of self. Sarvasanam anupadeya swasanamena kalatravan vyasanarnavamateti jalayanair yathav. You see how easily you can cross over sansar with the help of wife. In the grihasthasman, wife is there. Therefore, you are able to do the dharma, artha and kam. Shastra prescribes four ashram for moksha. Brahmacharya student, successful married life helps in brahmacharya, vanaprastha, and this grihastha ashram helps both. Three ashram, vanaprastha, brahmacharya, and sannyas. Grihastha ashram alone helps other three ashram. Other three ashram don't earn money. Only the grihastha ashram earns money. Other three ashrams are supposed to grow spiritually. In brahmacharya, vanaprastha and sannyas ashram, we should concentrate more on spirituality. No earning there. In brahmacharya, our children are not supposed to earn. Concentrate on study, concentrate on study. That is the concept there. But here at the age of 18, jao, bartan majo, in restaurant, earn. No. Up to 25 years, you have to give them education. They are not supposed to earn by that time. Make them fit. Then after that, in the vanaprastha, you are already retired, not earning. Sannyas also not earning. So who is earning? Grihastha ashram. So grihastha ashram is helping the other three ashrams to grow spiritually. Is it not so? Their main purpose is to you spiritually grow. And at the same time, they are exhausting their vasanas according to the shastra, and they are also growing. So all four ashrams, they are spiritually growing. You know? Is it not beautiful? Verse 18. Yamahuratmano ardham shreyas kamasya manini yasyam swadhurmam adhyasya pumans charati vidvara. Yama means wife. Not make it Yama. Not Yamraj. Wife is not Yama. Yama means wife. Vama, he atmano. Ahu means it is said. Atmano means body. Ardham. Ardham means half. We say na wife kya hai? Ardhangani hai, ardhang, half body. Shreya kamasya manini, shreya means welfare. Kamasya of all desires, manini, oh respectful one. Yasyam, in whom, swadhurma means responsibility. Adhyasya, by giving that responsibility, adhyasya, by entrusting. Puman means man. Charita, charati means moves, vijvara, without anxiety. In grihastha ashram, when you get married, after that wife becomes ardhangini, ardha anga. So husband and wife, they become one. That's the complete ardhangini. Then what man does? Man transfers all his responsibilities to wife. Charati, he goes out. Vijjara, without any anxiety of the household. Is it not so? This will happen only when the wife is not earning. Then she can take all the responsibility of household. Look after the children and everything. Husband is not looking after what will be cooked today or what will be other things. So everything is seen, the one part is seen by wife. And he is freely is earning or going out and whatever is done. So is wife not helping? She is helping. So with the aid and help of wife, a grihastha easily conquers his enemies. No, we are in the 18. The Shastra speaks of a wife as Ardhangani, half of body of a man, seeking dharma, earth and kaam. O good lady, shifting whole burden of grihasthi on her, a man moves about in the world free from anxiety. That was the system earlier. But later, it's all that came that wife also have to earn. If you come in America, they said, ek ka income se nahi hota hai. We both have to work. But in India, it's not required. One income is sufficient. Why one income for one grihasthi? Even the joint family, one person is earning, the whole joint family is maintained. So Ardhangani is supposed to perform and discharge half of the duties of husband, Vedic injunction. I was telling you there are many yajna in which both husband and wife was to be present. Unless she is present, even the ghee which is poured in the yajna will not be purified unless she touch that. There are procedures. In this yajna both have to sit. If you remember, Ramji also had to do some yajna and Sita ji was not there. Then he made a Sita of gold for performing yajna. Ardhangini is required. So Panch Yajna, Dev Yajna, Rishi Yajna, Pitri Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Nir Yajna. Have you heard about this? We are indebted to five things, five devtas. What are those devtas who has given us all this thing? So we have to repay them. Dev Yajna. So what is this Dev Yajna? We have to worship devtas. Dev Yajna. Because they are managing the whole cosmos. These devtas are sitting in our body also. For each organs of perception, organ of action, mind and intellect, there is a presiding deity. You know that, na? It's a presiding deity. What is their purpose? What they do in our body? They record what is happening. Number one, they keep record. Whether I've done a good karma or bad karma, everything they record. They give sentience to organ of perception, organ of action, mind and intellect. These are all inert. Devta sitting in us, they give sentience. They start working. This eye is inert. But now it is seeing. Why? But the devta is sitting there. That devta is giving sentience. Like bulb is there, inert. But when connected to electricity, it starts giving light. Similarly, this eye also starts seeing because the devta is giving sentience. So number one job of devta inside our body is to keep record of all activities. Number two, to give sentience. Number three is to pack and unpack. In a child, when the baby is born, devta's job is to see that all organs of perception, action, mind and intellect start functioning slowly, slowly, slowly. And when person gets old, this devta will start collecting all organs of perception, action, mind, intellect, prana, and at a particular point of time, they will take this 17 items and move out. Who is doing this? Devtas are doing it. So Dev Yajna, Rishi Yajna, we are indebted to Rishis also. We have to do Rishi Yajna also. What is Rishi Yajna? They give us this knowledge of self. Huh? we have to study and we have to help in spreading this knowledge also. Keval mera kalyan ho gaya, no. You have to spread also. That is why Rishabhdev also said, na, you study and then you see that your children are also come out of this cycle of birth and death through Adhyatma Gyan. So we have to study, we have to spread this knowledge. So who gave us this knowledge? Rishi. So are we not indebted to Rishi? How can we repay? By spreading the knowledge. By spreading the knowledge, we repay our Rishis. Pitragya, we are indebted to our parents also, Pita also. So how to repay? Oh, how to repay? Tarpan, Shraddh, that is to be done. Then Bhutayagya, Bhutayagya, we are indebted to all Panch Mahabhuta, all beings also. So Bhut means Panch Mahabhuta, great elements, space, air, fire, water, earth, and Bhut also means all beings. All beings are helping us in the world. So what should be done? If you have seen, now here people don't do it. In India, we have seen our parents, if they making chapati, this chapati is for the cow, this is for the crow, this is for this, this, or this is for the beggar. Bhutayagya. That is done daily, but you can't do it here. Your neighbors is the object, birds are coming. And other Bhutayagya, don't pollute them. It's only the human who is polluting all this Mahabhuta. Not others. Not other animals and beings. They don't do it. Who has polluted water, air, earth? Only human. Nriyagya, we are indebted to all people. When we came, everything was ready here. University was there, city is there, the government is there, everything intact. We came to Chinmay Mission, somebody built this. I have not made. So am I not indebted to the people who donated and made this? So how I repay them? Nriyagya, they say Atithi Satkar. By Atithi Satkar. When visitors come to you, then you should do Satkar. So these are to be done by householder to remove the sins. All the papas and sins are removed by doing this five yagya. When human become an animalistic quality, then he indulges in sense gratification only. In such case, conjugal life gets disrupted when the sense gratification stops. If your object of the life is only to enjoy senses, what will happen? The moment that stops for some reason or other, then your conjugal life is gone. If that is the purpose, I already told you that the purpose of husband-wife union is only for getting children only. It's not an object of enjoyment. If you take it as an object of enjoyment, the moment this enjoyment is obstructed, conjugal life will be disrupted. Immediately it will be disrupted. Verse 19. Yamasritendriya ratin durjayanitarasramai vayam jayemaheladbhi dasyun durgapatiryatha. Yama means wife. Ramya asritya, taking shelter in wife. Indriya are enemies. Indriyas are enemies. Durjayanitaramai. Durjayan, very difficult to conquer them. Itar ashram is other ashram. we are talking about the Grihastha Ashram. To conquer these Indriyas in other ashram, in Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa Ashram, it is very difficult. It is only in the Grihastha Ashram you can satisfy your all desires. Vayam jayem helabhi, we can conquer them. Helabhi, dasyun durgapati yatha, like a dasyun, suppose some dasyu or the robbers have come and you are in the fort. Durgapati, Durga means Durga is a fort, and Durgapati is a person who is sitting on the fort. If robber is coming, you can easily destroy that robber sitting in the fort. Similarly, your wife is your fort. Sitting in that fort, you can conquer your senses. You can conquer your senses. So with the aid and help of why a Grihastha easily conquers his enemies, the senses, just as a commander of a fort easily conquers his enemies, falling on her wife, we are able to subdue our senses. Without any difficulty, other ashram find it difficult to conquer. Other ashram very, very difficult to conquer this. So in four ashram, the Grihastha ashram is the safest. Grihastha ashram is the safest. Why? Senses are plunderers of body. Senses are plunderers of body. When senses attack, it is the wife who protects from the body being smashed by senses. The wife. Sex demand is inevitable. We cannot stop that. A man without a fixed wife is a nuisance to society. A man without fixed wife is a nuisance to society. Many in Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa Ashram has fallen down from spiritual sadhana because of attacks of this sex desire. I need not elaborate. In newspaper, in India also, you have seen even very reputed Swamis has also fallen down and all scandals about the sex only. And they are in jail now. But if you are a Grihasthi, you are safe. If you have got a fixed wife, you are safe. Na vayam pravastam tvam nukartum grihesvari apyayusam va karsneyan ye channe guna gridhanva. Na vayam, na never, vayam vi, Prabhastam were able to do that. Tvam, your anukartum, Griheswari. Oh, Griheswari. Now, Kasyap is addressing his wife. Griha Ishwar, Griheswari. She is Ishwara. We normally say, na? His wife is the Lakshmi of house. She should not never be disrespected. If disrespect is there, then Lakshmi will go away from there. So he is saying, Griheswari. Api Ayusi, Api Ayusi, Api means in spite of, Ayu, whole life. Va Kastnera, entire. Ye cha anne guna gridnabaha. If we able to appreciate the quality of wife, we are not able to repay in this life. Why in this life? In many lives we can't repay your debt. Why? Because you are helping me to cross over this three Purusartha, Dharma, Artha, Kam. Because of the wife, I am able to proceed, spiritually grow. Otherwise, the growth will not happen. You are caught up in the sansara. Dharma, Artha, Kam will take you down to the hell. Because of wife, I am able to slowly, slowly progress. We can't repay you, O Griheswari, in whole lifetime, not in the life to come or by any well-wisher. See, Kasyap was a living householder's life, enjoying heavenly blessings of sense enjoyment, at the same time no fear of fall. Kasyap was a rishi. Our many rishi muni, you will find they were married. Older life also, at the same time they were spiritually also growing. It's not that you are in Grihastha, you can't grow spiritually. No. I told you earlier that from brahmacharya you can come to the sannyas, but that there is very difficult path. If you take a shortcut, there are many chances that you can fall. We have seen many Swamiji brahmacharis falling. In our batch itself, one boy and one girl, both have taken yellow, brahmacharya. They accepted brahmacharya. After 1 year, got married. See? Very difficult. It's not easy. So Kashyap was living household and was enjoying. Grihastha life was also enjoying. At the time, the spiritual world is also progressing. So there was no fear of fall. In other ashram, people fall knowingly and unknowingly. Many times, unknowingly people fall. Sometimes they do it knowingly, sometimes unknowingly. Husband as a class can't repay their debt to women. We can never repay the debt. Verse 21. Athapi kamametam te prajayate karavanyalam yatha mam noti vochanti muhurtam pratipalaya. Athapi, even though kamam etam, this sex desire, te prajayate, for children, karavami means I will do it, alam, without delay. I will fulfill your desire without delay, yatha, as mam, unto me, na ativochanti, na means not reproaching, muhurtam pratipalaya means few moments, pratipalaya, wait. You wait for few moments. Whatever you are saying, I will do it, but you wait for some time. This is Kashyap Rishi is saying to his wife. See, I am certainly going to fulfill your desire for offspring, progeny. But I would request you to wait for a while till this sandhya is over. Otherwise, good men will criticize me. The people will criticize what Kashyap has done. The time you seek my company being prohibited for this purpose. Sandhya is prohibited. At that time, one should not indulge in any sexual affair. One should not engage in union with wife on Ekadasi, on Purnima, during eclipse when there is a grahan, and during morning and evening sandhyakal. This is said in the scripture. See, Kashyap was a householder, but he was Rishi and Virakta. He knew the spiritual knowledge also. He knew all the things, and he was Virakta also. Virakta also, how you find it, Virakta? He is going to fulfill the desire of wife, but at the same time, he is not attached to all these things. He will not be attached. He knows the consequences, what is going to happen. He will tell also who is coming. So advanced is the Rishi. But he's going to fulfill the desire of his wife. That is his duty. He has to do it. Esa ghortama bela ghoranam ghordarsana charanti yasyam bhutani bhutesa anurcharani ha. Esa, this time, ghortama is a horrible time. Ghortama bela. Ghoranam, of the horribles, is the horrible time. Ghor darsana is a horrible looking also. Charanti yasyam, charanti means move, yasyam, in which bhutani, ghost and spirits, at this time in the sandhya bandhan, around the sunrise and sunset, the bhuta spirit, the ghost, they come out. Charanti bhutesa anucharini, and who are they? They are the follower of the Bhutes. Who is the Bhutes? Lord Shiva, Rudra. So Bhut Pishach are there at that time, roaming outside. With this bhut pisaj, without any physical body. In the subtle body they are there. Why they have become bhut pisaj? Unnecessarily they have committed suicide. They didn't live to experience their prarabdha. Itna dukh hai, mar jana achha hai. Committed suicide. So who will face the balance of your dukkha? You have to face there. When there is no body also. It is more torturous. We have seen in the case of Dhundhakari. He was killed. And then he was not getting liberation. Then Bhagavad Katha, he got the liberation. So if while facing the world and we are not able to bear the sorrows and commit suicide, what will happen? The unenjoyed portion of the prarabdha is still there. Still there. So he says, Eta Gortama Charanti Bhutani. So this is a horrible time, most inauspicious time. This time is favorable for frightful creatures like demons, asur, bhut pisaj is there. At this hour, bhut preet, ghost spirits, agents and retinue of Sri Rudra move about. If we indulge in now, we may be punished by the ghost, evil spirits and Lord Rudra. He is telling what is going to happen. He knows everything. Thoda der ruko. But it is the Lord's wish. Diti will force him to go into privacy. Okay, we'll see further in our next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.